Yo, what is up, Amplify Podcast? Thank you for joining us today. I'm so excited about this one, bro. What is up? Hayden Smith's in the building. Who knows Hayden Smith? If you're around the Kansas City, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, fucking area, you gotta know this guy. Crazy ass shit you're posting, man. Like, I'm super excited to have you on. And man, let's just dive into it. For the people that aren't around this area who may not know you, who are you? How old are you? What do you do?
I'm Hayden Smith. I go by Hayden Bradley mostly for my videos and stuff. But I'm 23 years old. Just graduated college about 2 months ago. I make videos for action sports, music videos, and travel. And pretty much just all about sending it.
I love it, dude. I had to hook him up with a Corona Light.
Yeah, where's yours, by the way?
Yeah. See, I got sessions later, man. I got to stem up for the sessions.
Whatever, dude. I got to go to the gym later, too.
It'll come out later, though, I promise. One beer will fit the calories. But, so, dude, I just want to... I look at your stuff, bro. It's crazy. Like, wakeboarding is your thing, right? You do a lot of water sports, but how did you get into that? Like, we're going to put videos up. Like, this dude's doing flips. Like, tell us how you got into doing that stuff.
Well, my family grew up going to the lake and stuff, but... When I was like 7, I don't know, I was just in the tube and whatever. My dad, I wanted to get a wakeboard for my birthday, so my dad told me I had to learn up to get on skis. So I got up on skis, and the next summer we bought a wakeboard, and then got up like first try, said to my sister, and then it kind of just picked up from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's some athleticism at its finest. Like, did you play any sports?
Soccer was my main sport growing up. I also played baseball. Stopped baseball like after freshman year of high school, because... For all you who know Monte, he was the guy right above me who played same position and everything, but obviously he's going to take the role in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's I stuck with soccer throughout, but I got a couple knee injuries with bouncing, wakeboarding, and soccer. I was always traveling. So my senior year, I decided to give up soccer and just focus on wakeboarding because my body just really couldn't handle taking all the impacts in my knees for soccer and wakeboarding. So kind of just stuck with wakeboarding.
So, like, what made you... decide I'm gonna try to do a fucking flip in the air with the wakeboard? And how do you learn that? How do you learn that? Like, at what point are you like, all right, I'm gonna try it this time, I'm gonna try it?
I don't know, I just was tired of just doing little wake jumps. I'm like, let's just fucking send it. I did eat shit a few times.
Yeah,
many times actually.
Did you see anyone else do it in front of you?
I had a coach growing up when I was 10 years old, Kirby Leisman. He has a wakeboard school down at the Ozarks and in Florida. And actually, we just shot a big project a couple weeks ago, so that'll be going up on Alliance Wake here soon.
So if someone has, like, wants to actually get into wakeboarding, there's different routes you can take, and you can learn, can you compete? Like, what kind of water sport competitions are around this area?
Yeah, we got, in this area, not very often.
So where you gotta go?
Maybe, like, once, two times a summer. We got KCW, like a cable park, like, down in Paola, Kansas, but I don't really
like
Paola, Kansas, cool. Yeah. So I don't really ride out there too much anymore because my knees are so beat up from, because it's like more flat landing when you're landing than when you're landing on boat. You're landing on the downslope of the wake, so it's just a huge impact on my knees. But I mainly just stick to boat. But we actually competed a lot. Me and my buddy Zach Barr, we started the wakeboard club up at our school at Northwest Missouri State. So we would travel around. Just around the region and stuff, but they also hosted like a college tournament up at Paola too.
Yeah.
So.
You do pretty well in those things?
I took first a few times.
Yeah.
There's some good riders because we're facing against guys like Florida and all over the country that come into those. So, face some good riders.
So, are you only doing extreme sports in the water or you skate? What else do you do in that kind
of? I don't do a whole lot of skating. I longboard, that's about it.
Yeah.
I snowboard. But wakeboarding and pretty much anything behind a boat is what I miss.
Surfing, you like to surf too?
Yep, lots of surfing.
Put your dog on the is that your dog?
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Dude, that's crazy, man. So basically you just taught yourself all this stuff. I mean, you had a coach, but...
I had a coach, but for the most part...
I want you guys to see some of this stuff.
I just watched videos and just went for it.
Well, and then this is where that ties into that, so... You're doing all this cool stuff that the average person can't do. You're traveling. You know, everyone loves the travel lifestyle. And then Instagram comes upon us, and it's an opportunity to, like, kind of share your lifestyle and, like, all the cool things you're doing. What made you, like, get into sharing that in the videography? Because you're good at it, too. Like, how'd you get into that part of it?
Wakeboarding definitely is like what introduced me into like making videos and stuff. We would just grab GoPros, the Hero Ones when they first came out, like when we were like 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Just shoot random stuff, but we didn't get into editing until like we started a wakeboard team up at school, so we needed kind of like videos to promote our team. So
yeah.
I decided to start messing around on iMovie on my phone, just making little videos and whatnot. And then I was like, eventually I came across like Rory Kramer and Chris Rogers on Instagram, and like these guys are making a living doing the same stuff I'm doing, but they're making videos and making money.
Yeah.
So that kind of led me to like pick up a more expensive camera, get some new editing software, and just kind of like try it out and see where it goes.
Yeah.
And then one thing kind of led to the other. I started getting better, started just really digging deep into the tutorials and stuff.
What's dope is like you're doing both though. Like you're not just filming these extreme sports people, like you're doing it too. So that's kind of, I think that's pretty badass.
Gotta have some fun too.
Yeah, you do. So I want to go through this. Like, let's scroll pretty deep on your Instagram, right?
Okay.
So around what time, because you can see kind of the shift where you're like, yeah, all right, this dude's...
I didn't really start getting to like, yo, this is kind of what I want to do with my life until like maybe my halfway through my junior year of college.
Yeah.
So, and then I was already so deep into college, might as well finish, but...
Dude, that is exactly how I was. Yeah. I always told myself like, my sophomore year, if I could go back, I think that I would have dropped out my sophomore year if I was as confident as building this as I was like now. But yeah, man, it's same thing for me. Junior year, I was like, fuck, I know what I want to do, but I'm just going to grind it out.
I would say probably, so that video right there is actually the first anything with music I've ever done. Editing's not so great in this, but this is right before Lil Pump like started to really get big, maybe
yeah,
like a month before he exploded, like Gucci Gang came out and stuff. And my buddies put on this concert, and they're like, hey, come out and shoot this guy. His name's Lil Pump. I had no idea who he was. I got there, I meet him. He's smoking like 12 blunts in the freaking dressing room, like
that's
to himself.
Crazy, bro.
And I was just like, what's up? How's it going?
Is he a cool guy?
He didn't say a whole lot.
Yeah.
Other than like, hey, I'm gonna be jumping around. Don't run into me. I was
yeah,
like, all right, no problems, dude.
Where was this at?
That's actually at Liberty Hall.
I've seen a couple concerts there. I saw like Young Dolph there before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks
it's
familiar.
It's a pretty small venue, but it's fun.
Damn. So what'd you shoot this video with?
Just a little Nikon D5300.
And what'd you edit this with?
Premiere.
Premiere. You saw Premiere at the time?
Yeah. That's like when I first got into editing anything like that.
All right.
At the time, that was my best video, though.
Dude, I love this shit. This is just a picture, but these videos, I'll show you the one you had the slingshot out.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you were throwing them. Was it beer?
They were
behind the boat wakeboarding, and you had a slingshot. That's your latest video.
That might have been, okay, that was probably in the summer video.
Yeah, that video was dope.
That was actually part of a clip we used for when we shot for Airhead, like that tubing company.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we were like launching water balloons at the people on the tubes.
So here's Ray Shrimmered. Mm-hmm. How'd you get a part of this? Like,
pretty much the same thing. I got hooked up with Lil Pump. They just got me a media pass for that concert.
Okay, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah. I just shot that same concert this year with Cardi B and...
I want to show them that too. That video is sick. And I actually have a funny story about that. What the
that
fuck
was a good
this?
Day. I graduated college that same day. Went straight from my graduation, drove 2 hours to go film that.
Oh, you had to be living on a high, man.
Oh,
I
my
saw
God.
You
it was like the best day of my life.
Doing that backflip? Dude, okay, what the fuck, dude? This is crazy. You're just an adrenaline junkie, aren't you?
Yeah.
So where's this at?
That is right across the street from One Light on top of a parking building now. And pretty much every building we've been on that we've posted about, 2 weeks later, they cut off the ladders.
Yeah.
Or they like put netting on top. Like there's netting, like barbed wire netting all over the top of that building right now. Like literally a week after we had posted that.
How many stories is this?
That's probably around like 15 to 20, I'm guessing.
Fuck. Okay. So how, okay, funny story. We went on a shoot with, what's his name? Cody, what's his last name? I'm drawing a blank right now, but really cool dude.
Okay.
And I feel bad, I don't know his last name, but he took us to West Bottoms, and he was talking about this building, and like, I'm not an adrenaline junkie. This shit doesn't get me hyped, but it's fucking dope, but not me personally. So we go up to this building, and we're like, man, does he want to shoot in front of this building? And he's like, all right, let's go. And I look up, I'm like,
He didn't warn you at all before you got there?
Well, kind of. It was, yeah, we kind of, I had an idea, but
yeah,
like.
It was just more like, let's go to the West
Boss. Yeah, no, I mean, he really didn't give us a warning. Because when I got there, I was thinking, okay, like, this, is this a really great place for shoots? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, he's like, all right, let's go. And then I saw the ladder, and I mean, it was, I don't know how many stories it was, but it was high. And I was thinking, fuck. But then it's like one of those things, you put yourself in a position where there's no going back. You just start climbing up the ladder. It's not up. Up's not bad. It's fucking down for me. Like, I was up there. Getting up there was cool. And then, like, to get down, you had to stand on the edge, you know, and turn around. I was like, fuck. So, do you do this shit often?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
at least like, in the summer. Like, we literally just went and climbed a big, tall bridge over the river, like, last weekend.
Yeah. I think I... Or wait.
There's a picture of that same bridge on here, too.
What is this?
That's a little recap I did at Dance Fest.
Where was Dance Fest at?
Dance Festopia, it's out in Kansas now. It's, it used to be in KC, but they moved it out there. Said the Sky.
Did
check,
you...
Check their music out. It's pretty dope. Like, vibey stuff.
Like, you... Okay, so they brought you on to shoot this stuff?
The festival did.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did they find out about you? Like, how do you...
Well, kind of... It all comes from, like, the same people. Like, my buddy... company, it's called Project Lane.
Okay.
They put on their own shows. They put on shows for like Steely Aoki, Lil Pump, and a bunch of like they're hosting a show for DaBaby this weekend.
Wow.
So they put on a bunch of cool stuff, and he always gets me hooked up with this stuff. And then they're going to host Wiz Khalifa at the Ozarks here in like a week too.
That's dope, so. Dude. His like current tour right now. Like,
yeah.
What's his current tour? I follow on Instagram. Decent Exposure or something.
I think it's that same one.
Yeah, I've not seen him in concert, but I'd love to see that. Alright, let's get into actual sports stuff. What, it's 28 weeks ago. Dude, like this stuff. This has got to be the funnest stuff to film.
It is. This is what I enjoy the most by far. If I can make a living full time off this, nothing else matters to me.
I mean, how much content do you have to go through? Like, do you film everything?
Yeah.
And then you're just
GoPros
like, all
right. And everybody's head, like, just cameras going the whole time.
Because then you have to put it all on the computer, look at all this content, be like, how the fuck am I going to make a story out of this?
It takes hours just looking through content.
I learned that through watching this dude do all that stuff.
People don't realize how much time it takes. Like, I probably maybe work, like, 120 hours a week, it feels like.
Yeah, dude, it's hard work, too.
I'm up till 4 in the morning every night almost, at least for the last 3 months. Gotta get somewhere somehow. Yeah.
Was this the recap video? What I saw this.
This is just like my year recap. It's got a bunch of like action stuff, music stuff. 2018.
Dude, I see that dude in your story. Who? Or I see him. Who is that?
Seems like my a funny buddy, ass Ty. Dude. He goes by Rolly Mayotte. Love Rolly. He's actually performing this weekend here in KC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just. Shot a little recap video for him at our Slip Fest we had last weekend.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you guys
should have
came out.
I know, I should have made it out. I saw that.
It was a way bigger turn than I expected. We
yeah.
had done like 350.
I think one of my buddies went Connor Lyon.
Oh yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it, but it looked fucking dope. The last video from last year looked fucking dope. You only do it once a year?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We'll have like another little thing, just like the close people. We'll get like a dirt bike out there, build another ramp and slip inside and just like launch people off into like baby pools and stuff.
Oh man, I'm there, man.
Probably going to do that in a couple weeks.
So here's like more of the travel picks. Where are you at here? Bahamas?
That is, yeah, the Bahamas. That's a little outside Nassau.
You just travel? Oh, or did they send you out here?
Yeah, they paid for my flights and everything to come stay on like this super yacht. To shoot for their company for like a week straight.
Dude, that's awesome. About that, I think a lot of people would be interested in like how you like get to all these like branding deals, like how you get somebody like that to like, you know.
The way I first connected with them was like 2 years ago, I sent them a picture that I took on one of their tubes because I grew up riding their tubes my whole life. I was like, I don't know. They were like, hey, yeah, we'll post it. So they posted it, and then like a year later, I was like, hey, we make a bunch of crazy stuff at the lake, like with videos. Could we use some of your products in some of our videos? So they sent me a bunch of their tubes. We had like a contract and stuff. Like, I just wanted tubes to make videos with. I didn't care about money at this point. So I made them like a little video for that, and then they liked it. So then that summer, or that winter, like last winter, they sent me some sleds because they got another company that's partnered with them that makes sleds. So we made them a sledding video for the winter, and then they liked that, and then I guess they had this big, huge deal. They were getting a bunch of videographers and photographers come out and shoot for all their new products and like their best products out in the Bahamas, because the owner of the company lives on a yacht full time. They just travel all over the world. So we just got to stay on this 155-foot yacht for
That's crazy, bro.
And just shoot content.
So was that like a contracted deal, or do you still do stuff for them?
Yeah, they send me like free stuff here and there, but the main reason why they went out there is they're trying to rebrand their company into more of like a lifestyle brand than just a company with a bunch of like fun little products. They're trying to like make it look more professional, I guess. So I'm kind of like an ambassador for them, I guess you could say, because they don't really have like hired on, like they don't have content creators like me working for them full time.
Yeah.
So they kind of just hit us up whenever they need us. Like to shoot
hit us up. Who do you mean by us?
Well, I'm like one of the main guys, and then there's like two other videographers they might hit up.
Okay, I see. Kind of
do stuff similar to me, but they pretty much hired me to be like the model and the action dude.
Cause you do it all, dude. That's sick.
All the other guys, they're like a little older than me, like 28 and above. So I was just the only pretty much guy out there that can just phone send it the whole time.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
But everybody killed it out there. We got some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
There's some good videographers and photographers out there.
Well, it's like once you start actually getting those opportunities, you're going to meet those dudes who are doing it, who are older than you, and you can learn so much from them.
Oh, yeah, I learned a lot on that trip. Yeah. That was like the first big trip I've had with like a company.
Is this the video of the trip?
That's my little recap of me. They're like 2 weeks after I got back, I think.
I've actually never been to the Bahamas.
It's beautiful. Water's super clear.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, how far away is Turks and Caicos from the Bahamas? Like, that kind of looks like Turks and Caicos water. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
This video right here is actually up on their website right now.
Is it really?
It's like it doesn't have sound to it, but.
So these are just are they your friends or just people that went there?
One of those girls is actually my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
We're pretty good friends, so she came out on the trip just because they seen her in my videos and stuff. So
wait, hold on. Pigs on a beach are actually a fucking thing. We had a whole debate about this.
Pig Island.
Pig. Oh my god. All right, I believe you, Tanner. Yeah,
we literally traveled.
Pigs on the beach. He kept saying that like we were going to Turks and Caicos. We'd be like, bro, there might be pigs on this beach. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. No. You know you can't take him serious. But you kept saying
they literally have this island that's just full of pigs running around.
I'm astonished right now. Alright.
I think called him Frank. Yeah. What's up, Frank?
Frank. Now this is more recent. These up here are more recent.
Yeah, these are all within the last couple months.
So this, whose concert was this? This is a big concert. There's big names.
That's Flyover, the one that I shot 2 years ago.
Dude, this video is sick. I want to show them
Cardi
this.
Cardi B, Kodak Black,
Tell us about this. This is the best day of your life, right?
I literally just rolled in from graduating college up in Northwest. Dude. Immediately put my drone up in there.
They hit you up? That's how that happened? Like,
I was supposed to shoot the whole recap for this, but I got there 3 hours late because I was at grad.
Yeah.
So then I just got there and just shot my own stuff.
So how do you find music for these videos? Like, I didn't even know about the song. This song's
sick.
It
took me a while to like find, because I don't really do a lot of rap music, so it took me a while to kind of figure out what would click well with it.
We always talk about that, like how important like music or ambient sounds are for like creating the vibe for the people who watch these videos. It's the hardest part.
I usually try to pick a song that clashes with the artists that are in it.
Yeah.
But.
And that backflip, man, what? You just had adrenaline. You're like, fuck, dude. You know how to do a backflip, but like.
My buddy A1 was DJing because they were hosting the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, can I do a backflip off your DJ stage? Yeah. And it was like 7 feet up in the air. He's like, yeah, just be careful. So I get up there, and as soon as I get up there, the stage manager's like running at me.
No way.
So I like had to rush it. So it wasn't the best landing, but.
You did it, man. That's crazy.
As soon as I landed, I was like, damn.
How many people were there?
20,000 people.
Jesus.
Everybody was like screaming as soon as I landed it.
All right, this video. What is it? What's going on here?
It was just kind
of. So this is, is that you?
That is right there. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The other guy was Austin Denning. He's another wakeboarder that I ride with.
That is wild. This video right here, though, is One of the coolest videos I've ever seen.
That's part of our summer project we put out on YouTube.
The full video's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So what would the summer project explain that?
It's just kind of like a thing we do every year with my friends. Just all the content we created over like the whole last summer, we just put it into one huge collage. Try to make a story out of it.
Yeah.
Mainly just sending it.
Yeah, dude, send.
But
you follow the Nelk Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love their content, bro.
That's kind of like, we got a little thing going on with my friends called the Brain Buckets. We're kind of in the middle of rebranding right now, though.
Yeah.
But we kind of do some stuff similar to them, but mainly just us being jackasses.
Yeah. I mean, those dudes have such a strong audience.
Yeah.
Like, they know who it is. Like, they're not going anywhere. It's those fraternity guys mm-hmm. for the most part, and their YouTube's killing it. But, dude, I want to get into that. Like, I want to know, like, what is your direction with this? Because obviously you're seeing success. Like, you got the talent. You're seeing success with these brand deals. What are you trying to do with this? And if you don't know, that's like, the story
that's
of most people's lives.
I mean, I have 22. An idea. Like, I know for a fact I don't want to shoot video my whole life. I think my ultimate goal is to, like, just use it to get to the next step in life.
Yeah.
So, like, I am using it. I eventually want to grow a brand off of what I'm doing. I just don't know exactly what it is.
Do you have a brand right now, or is it just Hayden Smith, like, your personal brand?
I just go by, I mean, Hayden Bradley.
Hayden Bradley.
Is, like, my brand name.
Okay.
Not really sure what it is yet. It's more of, like, just a lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
What's the Bradley come from?
My middle name.
Okay. That's what I figured.
My dad's name.
Cool. So, yeah, because when I look at your content, to me, it's clear. It's action, sports, travel, lifestyle. Like, is that kind of the three you would say?
A little bit of music here and there.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Well, yeah, because you are filming the concert. Yeah. So, do you have one in particular you like the most?
Definitely action, sports.
Yeah.
And travel.
Yeah. Damn. So, like, what are the options? Like, tell me about some people who are doing what you want to do. What do they do in those niches?
I got a lot of mixtures, I guess. I don't really want to be like anybody. I want to be myself.
I feel that.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. There's guys out there that are doing very similar stuff to what I'm doing. But I would have to say, like, my three top guys that I really, like, look into and, like, kind of, like, build off of what they're doing. Like, just kind of, I don't know, give me a base of what I should be doing or need to do in order to build a brand or a business off of it. I'd have to go with Roy Kramer. He, like, kind of really guided me on the whole, like, summer lifestyle. Like, yo, like, just show your life, like, what you do. And that one blonde kid, his worth ethic is insane. He does a lot of crazy, he does skydiving, he films action sports, he's, like, a videographer for the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
So is Roy Kramer, too, at first. And then Chris Rogers, his pretty much only focus is GoPros with action sports, and that's kind of like what really got me to, like, mainly focus on the GoPro style stuff, because that's, like, I don't know, GoPros are, like, the number one thing right now.
Yeah,
that type of stuff.
It's crazy. Like, it sounds literally kind of similar to myself, because you're saying you don't want to film forever, but isn't it crazy, like, just doing what you've been doing has just presented opportunities? It's like, yeah, you don't, a lot of people who are content creators or, like, videographers, they're filming right now, may not be the end goal, but, like, so many things can come from it, different avenues.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think you'd be doing if you didn't do this? Like, what was your major?
Marketing.
Marketing.
I knew, like, I just, like, kept trying to picture myself, like, sitting at a desk or, like, talking on the phone, and I'm just like, I could do that, but I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not about the money right now. Like, I'm young. I can make money when I'm older. If money comes with it, sweet. But, like, I don't know.
So what's your day look like right now? What do you do?
So I'm not doing this full-time yet.
Okay.
I graduated 2 months ago. I'm still a broke college kid.
Oh, fuck. We graduated the same fucking time.
Yeah.
Me too. Let's go.
So, like, right now I'm trying to focus on this stuff a lot. But, like, I need an income because this isn't my full-time gig.
Yeah.
So I'm just helping out mowing yards with my sister's fiance right now.
Yeah.
Like,
Dude, that's how this shit works, man. People don't understand that.
I mean, like, I could be working at a desk making more money, but
you
got to take sacrifices.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both. Like, you could reach the end goal both ways, but, you know, for you, I think just your personality, you got to be doing something other than a desk job to make that income and do your own shit on the side.
I needed flexible hours to where I could stay up at 4 a.m. to work on my stuff and maybe be late to work if I need to be.
Yeah, dude, I respect man so much. Like, these three right here, we all have similar, like, days, it really sounds like. We make our income, we spend the other time we don't building up what we want to happen. That's crazy. I just feel like I just don't, I secretly think you're from California, though. Like,
I get that way too much.
Bro, like, you should be living in, you are a California blood, like, genetic everything.
I might move there, we'll see.
Yeah, do you have any family? Like, bro.
No family from California.
Damn.
I got friends out there.
Yeah? You go out there ever?
I will be in 2 weeks. Me and a couple of my buddies, Sam Kleinsasser and Kellen McCoy, going on a little road trip out there. We're going to collab with some, hopefully collab. The plan is to collab with some YouTubers out there that we know.
Yeah.
Like, we have some plans with them, but you never know. They got busy schedules too.
You went to West, right?
Yeah.
You know the Merrills?
That's who we might be collabing with.
Yeah, dope. There, so I was in, like, their first YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
In
dude, they're killing it. Dude, they're
great.
Killing it.
You knew. They were so talented. Yeah. Like, they're funny. They're niche. You know, they got that younger crowd, but they're killing it, man. They love them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they love them. Man, that, and there's another dude from West, Dom. DeAngelis?
Dominic DeAngelis? Yeah. He actually grew up in my neighborhood. But
did he? Yeah.
He just got a new house out there and stuff, too. So he's doing it, too. He's doing all, like, those challenge videos.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. So, do you think about doing YouTube? I think you should vlog, man.
That's like, what I'm working on right now.
Dude, because you're living... Okay.
I'm working on a few big projects.
Good. Here's my mindset,
see
man.
See where it goes.
Here's my mindset. Here's what me and Saul are doing. So, we want to document kind of like... There's a lot of people who want our age want to be entrepreneurs. But, like, it's kind of boring just making business... Like, you don't want to just be, all right, here's what I do, blah, blah, blah. And... You guys know, being videographers, it's all about storytelling. How interesting can you make content be, even if it's about the simplest thing? Thing is, with yours, it's already fucking interesting enough because it flips on a wakeboard and shit. But we want to do these vlogs where, like, it feels like a getaway for people to watch, and it's we have, like, a polarizing perspective on life. You know? Like, I think our polarizing perspective is... We want to do whatever the fuck we want to do to make a living, and you can do that. Mm-hmm. Like that, you can do that. You don't have to go by what everyone else says to do what you want to do or make a living. And if we just share that, share our lives and make it cool and just be consistent with it, like even if it's a weekly basis, that will start cultivating a brand and a crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And dude, I just think with you, man, that's what... I know you got shit up your sleeve, but I would watch those vlogs, man. I would. Like, you want to share? Like, what's up your sleeve? What are these plans?
I mean, from that Bahamas trip, I'm still working on a big vlog. We broke a world record out there. So, like, I'm working on a big little vlog for that. I got some big plans out when we're going to Cali that I'm going to do. I just filmed for another company here in Lee Summit, actually. We broke another world record.
Yeah.
Your biggest paddleboard in the world with the most people on it. We had 73 people on a 50-foot paddleboard. So I just finished up a little project for them for that. But other than that, we're going to some sand dunes here in about a month or so.
Yeah.
Snowboarding in the sand dunes. Put together a big edit for that and a bunch of other solid.
Sweet. Snowboarding in the sand dunes?
Yeah.
What?
Dirt bikes, razors, snowboarding. Pretty much just get a bunch of crazy guys out there and put something together.
Damn, yeah. God, I want to get paid doing that shit.
I guess I can say it now because they already released it. But we had the most tubes in the world, or most tubes behind a super yacht. So we had like 15 big tubes behind a super yacht. I think we had like 30 people out there. It's not like the most interesting, coolest thing in the world.
But I mean, like, how the fuck, like...
We're like, nobody else has done that before.
Yeah.
So, like... I guess it's a world record.
Yeah. If no one else on the world's done it, that's a world fucking record in my book.
I guess.
That's crazy.
I've probably broken many world records and haven't known.
Yeah. You want to share any?
That I've broken?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have or not. Just from doing dumb shit. I don't know.
Dude, so do you like to throw down some drinks?
Yeah, I like to party a little bit. But I like to not get out of hand.
Yeah.
I don't like getting blacked out.
Yeah.
Every now and then, like a special occasion, I might have a little too much.
Yeah.
But I like to keep my composure because right now I got a lot of eyes on me. At least I think I do. It feels like it.
Yeah.
I got random people coming up to that. I don't even know now.
It's good to be so, like have that mindset.
Yeah, I don't like. I used to party way too much, like late high school, early college, and I got way too much from it.
Happens, man.
Got my health was going down. I was getting hurt all the time.
Well, you're pretty fit. Do you work out? Like,
yeah,
you do. Where do you go? What gym?
I just at home or
yeah.
Got a little cheap membership at Planet.
Yeah.
Hey. I used to be really heavy into weightlifting. I was like 20, 30 more pounds heavier than I am now.
Really? Damn.
But then I got hurt my like freshman year of college. Almost died, really.
Yeah.
I like ran up on some rock shores when I was wakeboarding. Bones were sticking out of my hand. Completely destroyed my shoulder. So like I can't lift heavy weights anymore. So
yeah.
I just kind of like stay.
Just stay in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, just doing those sports alone, you know, that burns hella calories. Yeah. Stay in shape.
Lots of push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups.
Yeah, it's all you need, bro.
Yeah.
I've changed my perspective a lot in the last year about staying in shape, feeling good, looking good. So that's really all you need. It's just doing it, you know, being consistent with that. Man.
What about you? You like to party?
Yeah, dude,
I mean, I've seen you at the bar a few times.
Yeah, no, I do. I enjoy partying, but I will say this, I get really bad hangovers. I don't know if it's genetics.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it is, and like not all the time, it might just be that, like, so I have a very all in or all out personality, so like I can't say that I'm very good at like saying, being like, all right, I'm just gonna drink a little bit. Now I don't do stupid shit when I'm blacked out, you know what I mean? But
I do stupid shit when I'm sober, and then when I'm blacked out, I don't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm drunk as hell. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But then I'll wake up and I regret it every time. Like, I'm just like, fuck, I feel like shit. And then, well, now when I wake up, I have stuff to do every day to stay on top of just the clients and making my business grow. And it's even harder because I'm just like, oh, I just feel so unmotivated right now.
That's but no, I like to point too, yeah.
Yeah, I like the taste of beer. I like trying beers. I love whiskey. I will not drink vodka. So yeah, I like to party. I like to, it's fun. I mean, fuck, yeah. Like people who say they don't like to party,
I mean, I don't ever plan on stopping.
Yeah, I don't
my
plan on
can't handle it, but
like it's just a part of being so, I don't know, like
some people, I mean, I might cut back.
I've definitely cut back, I think.
We got it. We're going to get old one day.
But, like, no, man. I mean, it's fun. It's just fun. Do you smoke weed?
I used to a lot.
Yeah?
Way more than the regular person.
Yeah?
But
what's that? How, if you want to share, like, how frequent is it?
We're talking, like, freshman year of college? That's
prime, baby.
That's probably
prime.
That's
time.
My prime. Was freshman, yeah? Probably, like, 5 to 6 times a day.
Yeah.
And that was just... I got to the point where I wasn't getting nothing done.
Yeah, dude.
No schoolwork, nothing. And, like, my priorities were just not straight. And, like, when I first got into video stuff, that's kind of what got me to quit. Like, I don't even remember the last time I smoked.
Really?
I probably hadn't even purchased weed in three years at least.
That's crazy, bro. Here's my mindset. Yeah, so in college, I would smoke weed, I would say, like, moderately, like, in frequency. And no, I always liked it. Like I liked it. It was chill. It's fun to play video games or just relax or go out a little bit stony baloney. You know what I mean? Like that's fine. But
I got nothing wrong with
no,
like,
there's
nothing
wrong with it.
It just started affecting me different and I just got paranoid and I don't know why.
Well,
but like, I was like, eh.
I'm gonna give my full like honest opinion on it. Like yeah. why it doesn't work for me. You know what I mean? Like I liked it sometimes, but when I really started kind of organizing my ambitions and like, all right, this is what it takes to get to where I want to be. I just found, kind of like you, like every time I did it, I would always be thinking, why? Because like, I know I'm not as like functional, like when I'm
high.
I get
super quiet.
Late, quiet.
I can't talk.
I'm not as outgoing.
I love talking.
Yeah, bro.
I love talking and I can't be myself. So like,
you kind of like it's like you're like disassociating yourself with your personality. I don't know. It's really weird.
I used to not be like that when I smoked, and then.
I have this thought. I think it's because when you have more responsibility or you have more ambitions, it makes you think more about it. Because in high school, dude, I would smoke weed and like I could care less. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be goofy. I would go do anything.
I got high almost every day.
But, like, I'm afraid if I did it now, like, unless, you know, I'm on vacation or something, I would just kind of not really like it, like, enjoy it.
I mean, like, if I'm with, like, my friends, they're all smoking and we're having a good time and I have no responsibilities, like, with video stuff or anything, I might take one hit.
Yeah.
But then I'm like...
Well, that's all it takes when you don't haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just not really my thing anymore.
It's a love-hate relationship for sure. Have you ever used CBD?
A couple times.
Yeah.
A couple times.
So I used it for like 4 months straight. I really like believe in it, but I know people who didn't feel a damn thing.
I smoked it once and my knee was hurting, and actually, like, I wakeboarded right after I hit it, and it felt fine the whole time I was riding.
It's like a
really
weird...
I don't know,
really
it was just
weird,
like a mental block thing.
It could be placebo. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I do hype up a lot of shit that doesn't work as well as I say.
Yeah, I do not party and then wakeboard, though. Let's get that straight. Not do action sports fucked up. It's not
okay, Hungover, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got...
Yeah, so you can ride wakeboard, though, when you're drunk. Like, if you want to. Just, you can't do crazy shit.
I choose... Anybody can. Like, I just choose...
Well, you got the fucked up knees, so you
I get too confident.
Yeah, yeah.
So, then I'm like, send it! And then I eat shit, and I get hurt, and then,
Do you wakeboard at all? Never wakeboard?
I'll surf all day drunk. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Dude, so...
First, I did chip my two front teeth, though, after a couple of drinks a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my first... right in the middle, I had, like, a triangle just out right in the middle. But my dad's a dentist, thankfully. And he fixed it, like, the next week. So I didn't look like a doofus for too long.
Is it fake right there? Like, it's like...
Just the little corner of it. Everything else is real.
Dude, I would take fake teeth all day. Like, for my bottom. Like, my bottom is so ugly. I don't ever show anyone their foot. It's so fucked up.
I didn't even notice until you showed me.
Yeah, now you know. Now every time you see me, like, dude, that dude has fucked up.
I got
like
one crooked one down here, but
yeah,
my bottom teeth like never shows. So.
Yeah. Man, so you just gotta tell me, like, are you very like confident in your direction? Like, you can.
I would say so.
Good, man.
I know I have a lot to learn. Like, I got. A lot to learn.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, a good thing. Like, I know I'm not even close to being there.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to work to get there.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, this is, like, the first time I've ever sat down and talked to you. And to be honest, like, when that happens, because that's happened sometimes with podcasts, I never really know. You don't really know someone until you kind of hear them talk. And, like, I think you are heading the right direction. You
I've
seem like...
interviews like this before, but not, like, podcasts, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, podcasts are chill, bro. That's the way to go. What kind of interviews, like...
We've done like little TV interviews for our college, like for the wakeboard team and stuff like that. But
bro, you should start a podcast. That'd be kind of funny. Send it. Podcast.
Welcome to Hayden Bradley's podcast.
Yes, dude. You could talk about a lot, bro. Like you
I appreciate you having me out there.
Yeah, yeah, dude, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think we gotta get sending though. I actually do have a session at 4. We do gotta get a picture in with this dude.
Let's do it.
Let's do. We gotta come out again though. You gotta for sure come out again. We got to film something, some type of collab. I got to go out on the lake with you so you can...
Just create.
So you can watch me not be able to
I always
to do
need
it.
Extra help with camera stuff, too. And anytime you do.
Teach me way more now so I can, I'll be your camera guy.
All right, let's do it.
I got to end, though, with the three tips, though. I always do this. Okay. I got to think three good tips of advice. I'm going to just fire them at you, okay? Someone wanting to get better at wakeboarding, give them three tips, go.
Don't be a pussy. Be confident, and this is kind of like three all in one, but keep your knees bent, arms straight, and have fun.
Woo! Okay, fuck. Don't be a pussy, be confident, bend your knees, no way, hands straight. All right, I like it. We'll save that. We'll record it, we'll save it. All right, second, how do you get better at videography and have brands notice you, reach out?
Post stuff that most people don't usually see. You can't ever just... It's always trial and error. I mean, you probably know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just building a business, like, you're going to fail many times, but you can't let that put you down. Just keep Googling it. That's what I did.
Yeah, do Google.
Do lots of YouTube tutorials. Yep. Like,
there's no excuse to not learn anything.
Like, I've taken me, like, maybe, like, 10 hours just to learn one transition just because I kept failing on it. So repeat. Just keep going until you get there. Like, it will happen eventually if you keep trying.
Love it. Third, how... For someone who is ambitious, wants to create some of their own, how do you say, fuck it, this is what I'm going to do, and there's no looking back?
Focus on yourself. Like, no one else matters but your own happiness.
I mean, yeah, dude.
Be a good person about it, but, like...
Well, you got to be selfish before you can be selfless.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Stay humble. Definitely stay humble.
Well, you're a humble dude, dude. I really appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Follow this dude. What's the Instagram? Plug everything.
Hayden B. Smith. And cool. Then Hayden Bradley on YouTube.
Let's get it, man. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Amplified Podcast, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcast.
I got to kill this for you guys.
Send it for him. Let's go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.